You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on WGN Radio. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, we heard from Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle today. Next week, we hear from the mayor on the budget, and she's facing a $1.2 billion deficit. Her budget will have to get through the Finance Committee, which is chaired by 32nd Ward Alderman Scott Wagesback. He joins us now on the Team Hochberg phone line. Alderman, welcome.
Thanks for having me today.
All right, so the last I saw was that the pandemic has, blown up? Was it an $800 million hole in the budget?
That's correct, yeah. So in total, it kind of comes out to almost $1.2 billion.
The mayor says that the questions here and the decisions are keeping her up at night. Are they keeping you up at night?
Yeah, they do, and I think they should, you know, keep up every alderman who's thinking through this and trying to figure out how we close this gap. But, yeah, it's definitely worrisome, especially after the advances that we made in terms of structural issues in the budget last year.
Right, so there was like a $100 million cushion because of restructuring some debt?
Yeah, and I think we just looked at a lot of the debt issues that we had last year, tried to rearrange and fix some of the long-term problems with the debt, and we looked like we were on a road to better finances, and then COVID pandemic hit.
Well, she's going to speak next week. What's she going to tell us, do you think?
Well, we've been working pretty closely with the CFO, Jenny Bennett, and the budget director, Susie Park, and, you know, collaboratively looking at ways to increase new revenue options while kind of doing more of the restructuring and more of the efficiencies that the city really needs. So when you look at the workforce, we're going to be trying to find ways to become more efficient, looking at more technology that is out there. I think she's going to talk about that. She will talk about some of the difficult decisions about possibly talking about furloughs. You know, we haven't really talked about increasing property taxes, but we have had a lot of discussions about issues that haven't been addressed over the last decade.
Like, what are you talking about?
Well, for instance, I think one of the biggest ones is the local government distributive fund. And talking to other elected officials in other suburbs and cities, you know, this is an issue that hits all, not just Chicago, but all municipalities. And what we're trying to look at is increasing the share of income taxes that comes from the state. And since 2010, you know, it's been sitting just above 6%. It was reduced. And I think every municipality in the state of Illinois wants to see it come back up to 10%.
So the idea is the percent that the municipality gets of what a resident pays in state income taxes comes back to that municipality.
Yes, and essentially we all pay it to the state. The state holds it, you know, in an account, and then they redistribute it back to all the municipalities, and we all get an equal amount, and that amount has, you know, diminished over the years. So everybody, I'm pretty sure every municipality, and, you know, this is a collaborative effort, you know, talking to people across the region, saying this is a collaborative effort to try to help out municipalities.
But the state is in dire need as well. Are they going to be willing to forfeit that money?
That's going to take a big advocacy effort, and I agree with you, they are. But it's the municipalities, it's the cities, the villages that really are bearing the brunt of this pandemic. I know that the state's providing a lot of those healthcare services, but when you look at Chicago and our regional partners in the suburbs, you know, we're working together on the health pandemic. We're expending a lot of funds. A lot of those come from the feds. And, you know, working together to try to restart the economy here.
Earlier, you mentioned technology and looking at a greater use of that. Then you mentioned furloughs. So would the technology increases result in job cuts? Is that what you were saying?
Well, the technology increases would help us, you know, when we have different departments using outdated technology, slowing down the ability to get permits, even though, you know, that has picked up the pace more in more recent years. We have so many systems that are out of date. You know, for instance, in my Committee on Finance, when I took over this past year from the former alderman, they were using a small claim system that I think was well over 15 years old. But what we're trying to do is find ways to improve that and make sure that all of the departments that need to collaborate are on the same systems instead of outmoded or outdated software that isn't compatible, and it just slows down government and slows down the ability of businesses to do their work and residents to get their things done.
So spend some money to save some money.
In essence, but I think the spend, you know, when you're talking to a couple aldermen are, you know, speaking to some of the tech giants and regional tech people and saying, look, how could we run government better in ways that we haven't before? And it's been an ongoing conversation, but I think now is a great opportunity to do it.
So I know union leaders had said they wanted some input on this and to have a say before their workers were laid off or furloughed. Have they been part of these talks?
I've spoken to the CFL, spoken to other labor leaders, and I think that conversation, if it hasn't been had in the mayor's office, they're definitely working in that direction. You know, there are partners in all of our workforce. There are partners in a lot of the regional work that gets done, from construction to sanitation to trucking, and it's those people who really keep that whole Chicagoland economy going. So yeah, they have to be at the table for sure.
Where are we on the assisted aid from Springfield? I know the mayor wanted some assistance. She didn't get it earlier in the year. Is there some sort of aid coming up in November in the veto session?
Well, I think there's two forms of it. One is the opportunity for the state to let the city use its home rule authority to expand some of the service taxes. That's on the table. You know, when we look at the services that are taxed in the city, or, well, frankly, the state, we're at the bottom of the list nationally. Mm-hmm. In terms of which areas that we do. When we're looking at getting those funds from the state, what we really would like to see is those COVID funds expanded. I think we were hoping to get tens of millions more to help out with that whole situation, especially around helping renters with mortgages and helping mortgage holders to survive the pandemic. And we haven't seen those funds come through yet.
And I know you want more money from the federal government. Is she going to leave a hole there in anticipation of that, or is she going to work as if there's no more aid coming from the feds?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of a risk that I think we might have to take. This is a bipartisan issue. I feel that, you know, if we're talking to our congressmen across Illinois on both sides of the aisle, we should all be working together to get that federal funding. Like I mentioned, every city in the region and the state is getting hurt and needs that federal assistance. And for us all to survive, we have to have bipartisan effort across the board.
So take the risk in leaving a hole.
And I think you can project for that, and I think that's something we might be able to do, but that has to be through extensive talks with those congressmen to say, you know, if Congressman Pelosi or Speaker Pelosi has a bill and it gets either passed by, you know, a new president or this president, how much of that would Chicago see as a projection? If it's a couple $100 million, I think we could not guarantee it, but I think it's a way to work together to get that done.
You said earlier that there hasn't been a lot of talk about property tax increases. Does that mean it's not going to be in her budget?
You know, I don't know specifically if she's going to bring that up, but it's something that I think she would like to avoid it, you know, as something when you can try to do all the other fixes, you try to do those first. And I know she said that property tax increases would be something of a last resort, but they are looking at the comparability to all the regional area and in different cities across Chicagoland.
Alderman Scott Wagstaff is the chairman of the Finance Committee. I know you won't sleep well for a few more nights, but hopefully you've got a better rest coming.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Nice to talk to you. This is Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN.